I'm very much linked to FIFA and its interests, and the interests are very dear to me, and this is why I've taken this decision. I would like to thank everyone who has always supported me in a constructive and loyal manner as president of FIFA.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Sepp Blatter is more than a condition you should see a doctor about. It's the former head of FIFA, a complete creep, managing the world's largest sports organization, FIFA, governing body for the world's most popular sport. So I'm going to do something we haven't done here. Paul Coit joins us, my friend Paul Coit, live from, well, all of our friends. We all love Paul, don't we?
Steve.
Love Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm actually at a school sports day. Can you believe it? There's noise in the background. There's kids running over. But the thing is, it's officiated by FIFA. So whoever under sevens team are, we already know who's won.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something impossible. I'm going to ask you to explain the significance of this in about 3 minutes to a non-soccer savvy audience. So go.
Okay. FIFA are the governing body of football and have been for many years. Now, we have British people that are on the board there only because we are the founding fathers of the game, but they can't stand us, so they have to have us on the board, although we don't really have any power whatsoever. It's all held by this chap, Sepp Blatter, who comes from Switzerland and who's very slimy and is a Teflon Don, and although he says that he's resigned, he hasn't actually said he's resigned, he is still in charge and at the helm at the moment and will be until something else happens, which will probably be in March. They govern everything. All the money that comes to the World Cup and all the money that comes to football goes through them, soccer that is. So when the World Cup is decided where it is, that's down to them to vote to decide, just like that happens in the Olympics. But what's happened with the last two is that one's going to Russia. There's been very close links with Russia, and people are saying that there's lots of bribe money that's gone to them. And also Qatar in the Middle East, which is crazy because it's going to be like 100 million degrees in the middle of the summer, which is the worst conditions for playing soccer ever. So you kind of smell a rat there. And it's all very messy. And there's lots of money changing hands. And quite frankly, England should have had the World Cup in 2018, whereas we had the best bid, but it went to Russia. We only got two votes out of about 200. Does that sum everything up?
It really does. And we're talking about tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes.
Huge. Billions, yes.
Yes, that have all gone into this and have gone to a small group of people, many of which were arrested in a FBI-backed raid on a luxury hotel in Switzerland. So how is Sepp Blatter still in place till next March?
The thing is, he holds so much power and so many people rely on him in FIFA because he's looked after them. He's got his friends, anybody. It's just like, you know,
it's a mafia.
It's a pack of cards that he's about to collapse. And thank goodness for the United States for actually having the nerve to do something about it, because it's been carrying on. It's been a secret, an open secret for years. Everybody said how corrupt the whole system is, but nobody's ever done anything until now. Thank goodness.
So he will go away. It's a matter of when. And do you anticipate there'd be increased pressure over the course of the summer and into the fall to do that?
Yeah, I assume when he stood up, because there was the vote, nobody couldn't believe that he was actually going to stand and run again. And then he got in. And then he stood up and said that there will be, that he will step down. He didn't say, I am resigning. He didn't say that that's it for me. And he didn't also say, from now. He's now saying that I am now vowing to clean everything up. And get, so he, I think in his mind, he still thinks he's sticking around and he's just buying some time.
See, this is interesting. This is breaking news, kids. This is actual news here, because we assume once we hear somebody's done, they're done. And Paul Coit, who knows this business inside out, is here to tell you that he's not going anywhere for the time being.
He's not going anywhere. He's still there. He hasn't actually walked away yet. He says January, March. So, well, I said that he says January, March. Nobody assumes anything will change until the end of the year. He says he's now going back into the office and now get to the back. So he hasn't said, that's it, I've resigned, I'm walking away, it's done. He's still there. He is still there.
That's remarkable. All right, which child is doing sports day today?
Both of them. Both of the kids are doing sports day. But again, until Sepp Blatter goes, I know that the kids won't win today.
All right.
I just have to take it on the chin.
Please tell both of them that I miss them, and tell them both that if they lose at anything today, it's because the other children cheated.
But the thing is, if we win, that's why we don't win that many things, is that if we do win, we apologize and then say, you know what, just give me a second.
That's
the way we roll here.
I'm glad you've passed it on to your children. All right, buddy, I'll talk to you. I'll call you this weekend. You going to be around?
I would like to hear from you. That would be lovely. You have a lovely weekend, and I miss you all, and have a lovely day.
All right, see you, Paul. Did you hear a little shot there? I'd like to hear from you.
I did.
Ooh.
Yeah. We have to have him back and ask about the christening next week.
I think
too.
I'm in trouble.
I think you are.
Yeah. Christening the baby next week?
They've announced.
No, they're christening Prince Charles, Steve. It's 5.
Yes, Princess Charlotte is being christened.